your Bibles this morning, turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 1, beginning in verse 8. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Did you hear me? Acts 1 and verse 8. My Lord, I'm going to preach a message this morning entitled Empowered to Impact. Empowered to Impact. I'm telling you today, the church needs to get empowered. It needs to be empowered in order to make an impact. If you ain't got no power, you ain't going to make no impact. Did you hear me? If you ain't got no power, you ain't going to make no impact this morning. Acts 1 verse 8, the word of the Lord says, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Let me read that again. "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." In other words, you're going to make an impact. In other words, I'm empowering you where you can make an impact in the highways and the byways. That's simply what I want to speak on this morning, empowered to impact. Heavenly Father, we come before you, dear Lord, today, God, and we lift you up, dear God, and we give you glory, God. We give you praise and we give you honor this morning, oh God. Lord, today we just pray, Lord, for your anointing, dear God, and pray, Lord, for your spirit, dear God, to flow, dear Lord, upon us, oh God, today, Father, Lord. Oh God, this morning we ask, Lord, for you to just touch, dear God, Lord, and let your anointing flow, dear God, and let your spirit flow, dear God. Oh God, today we honor you, Lord, and we praise you, dear God. Oh, Father, today we pray against the spirits that are coming against this church. We take authority over them today, dear God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, they got to flee this morning, dear God. Every hindering spirit, every ungodly spirit, it's got to go in the name of Jesus. Today I ask for your blessings. I ask for your anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, some people like power. And I'm talking about because they like to be in charge. Everybody wants to be a chief. I got news for you. Not everybody's a chief. Some people just want a position of authority for the purpose of being able to tell someone else what to do, for the tool of intimidation and subjection. It's all about being the king of the jungle for somebody. Let me tell you, they think there's perks to all the power about dominating, dictating, and even destroying people. As a pastor, there is some authority in it. You know, in my role as a pastor, I do not go around trying to flex or trying to be the king of the jungle unless I got to. Did you hear me? Unless I got to, then I'm going to flex it. But until then, I'm not going to. But some just want an authority. It would be like something I'm getting ready to speak on early part of next year is the spirit of Jezebel that wants authority, that wants power, and they will do anything they can. Those people like that, I always tell them no. Listen, because that ain't the kind of, because most people that like that are just wanting to be the king of the jungle. But Jesus did promise us power. Jesus did promise us power, not that kind of power to rule over people. No, he didn't give us that. The power of the kingdom of God is entirely for a different purpose. It is not power to intimidate or to impress, but it is a power to make an impact. What is the church that need to it is what the church needs to impact the world today. It needs to be empowered by the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost. You see, right here in Acts 1 and 8, we begin to see what the scripture says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Let me tell you, I begin to look at that and it began to tell me that God wants to empower the church to make an impact. Right here, Jesus said that he would fill the believer, that they would be an inflow of power that would come inside of the believer. And if, now let me tell you, and if one has that inflow, can I tell you, if there's an inflow, they must be an outflow. Did you hear me? Now, it just can't just stay charged up in you. But when you're in, got that inflow, that there's going to be an outflow. There's going to be a release of power. Someone is going to be impacted by power. Someone is going to be impacted by that power that you carry around. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you this morning, if the power of God is in you, can I tell you, the power of God must go out of you. If the power of God is in you, it is the power of God must go out. What is it called? It is called making an impact. An impact is defined get to come into a forcible contact with another object, to have a strong effect on someone or something. See, that when I begin to look at that inflow begin to happen on the day of Pentecost. That was the day the power began to flow in the holes that were in the upper room. And to this day, and to this very moment, and to this very time that we are in, that one can still be empowered. One can still have that inflow come upon them. One can still have that dunamis power to impact the world. So what are you saying this morning? I am telling you today, the Houston Town Church of God must become more empowered than it has ever had. It must be empowered in order for it to have an impact. They must be an empowerment before we can have the impact that God wants it to have around here. Let me tell you what I'm trying to tell you is that when the body of Christ gets empowered and that inflow begins to move in them, and heaven sends that electricity in them, when heaven sends that fire inside of them, and when that power is inside, it can't have no other choice but to have an outflow. That means it's going to cause an impact. It means there's going to be some things that happen. It means there's going to be some change that takes place. And I begin to look in Acts chapter 2, when they were on the day of Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit begin to give utterance. You see, when I look at the book of Acts, I see it divided into three sections where they would make an impact. It was in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 1 verse through chapter 7, the place that where Jesus was crucified. It was the place that was their home, if you will. Then it was in Judea and Samaria. That's chapter 8 through 12, where people heard Jesus preaching and they had seen his miracles. Then when you go into Acts chapter 13 through 28, you begin to see the impact of the empowerment of the Holy Ghost going to the ends of the world. In other words, Jesus was saying, I'm going to give you empowerment to impact your home. I'm going to give you empowerment to impact those that are around you. Then I'm going to give you empowerment to affect the world. No doubt upon their empowerment, upon the disciples' empowerment. They didn't just sit around the bushes. They didn't just sit around and click their fingernails. They didn't just sit around and play church. They didn't sit around and do these things. Can I tell you, after their empowerment, they were released to go and fulfill the great commission, that which Jesus had told them they would do. Upon their empowerment, they would hit the highways and the byways. They would make an impact everywhere and everything they did. And you see, this morning we're going to look at the impact. But I asked the Pentecostal church of 2019 going into 2020, is the church making the impact that the Lord wants it to make? Is it making the strides that God wants it to make? Let me tell you, where there ain't no fire, there ain't going to be no impact. Where there ain't no power, there ain't going to be no move of the Spirit. Where there ain't no power, it's going to die away and wither away. And in this last day, I'm telling you, I see a generation that is not concerned about being baptized with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I see a generation today that is status quo, that is not where they need to be. I see a generation today that is complacent in being in the pew. I see a generation today that ain't got no hunger for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and yet they claim to be Pentecostal, but in name only. When you're truly Pentecostal this morning, there's going to be an impact. When you are truly born of the Spirit, and when you are truly born of the things of God, and that empowerment is flowing through you, can I tell you, the church will have an impact on the culture. The church will have an impact in the homeland. The church will have an impact on the cities and towns that are around us. And the church will have an impact on the world, because the empowerment, the endowment of power is upon us. And my Lord, when we got the power, can I tell you, it's going to flow right through us. This morning, oh, what kind of impact did they begin to make? Well, we begin to look at Peter. How many know he was a coward? How many know he cursed the Lord? He denied the Lord 3 times before the resurrection. But just a few short days, in just a few short days, there was fire in Peter. Just a few days, there was a difference there. He began to make an impact. In Acts 2 and 41, then they gladly received his word and were baptized. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 right there. Then in Acts 4 and 4 through Peter's second sermon, and how about many of them which heard believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. So we begin to see impact. We go back and to see impact in Acts chapter 3. They had an impact on that lame man who was healed, who had never walked, and who was looking for alms. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. and he was healed. Oh, do you see an impact? Do you see a difference? Do you see the impact that was taking place after they had been endued with that power from above? You see, that's what empowerment does. That's what it means to be empowered. Yes, Peter was filled with the Spirit. That means he was filled with that dunamis power. But yet that dunamis power didn't stay inside of him. It came out of him. It had impact on those that were around him. Oh, my Lord, it made so much impact that where they were making it when it caused them to be arrested, and it sent them to trial before the Sanhedrin. Oh, what I'm telling you, what I'm trying to tell you this morning is that when the fire of God gets into the body of Christ, when the fire of God gets into the church of Jesus Christ, it's going to cause an impact. When the church gets on fire this morning, can I tell you the devil's going to get upset? When the body of Christ gets empowered, they're going to be some devils that try to wiggle and squirm a little bit. They're going to be some devils that like to spread lies. They're going to be destroyed by God, by the way. There's going to be some devils that like to cause trouble and cause dissension. There's going to be some devils that want to stir its ugly head. But I got news for the devil. The empowerment of God is far greater than his wiles and far greater than his schemes. I got news for those evil spirits that are coming against the church. The fire of God is far greater than any evil spirit, any demonic spirit around this morning. You get upset, get happy, get glad, get mad. I've learned a long time ago, they want to hit the door, let them hit it. Amen. God will send more in. Reading the story of a preacher in a book. He said, I had 30 to leave me on one Sunday. But he said, the next Sunday, I had 70 more come in. He said, I got up there confronted this thing. Listen, what I'm trying to tell you is, when you got the fire, it's going to make an impact. The devil's going to be able to shake. Amen? Amen. Every time I hear somebody say something that ain't true about me or the church, you know what I start doing? I start shouting a little bit. Because it tells me I'm troubling somebody. I'm upsetting somebody. I'm making an impact along the way. When I hear people mad at me, don't like it, I'll just start a shouting, amen, because I'm making an impact, because I don't care what people think about me. Did you hear me? Did you hear me this morning? I don't care, and I surely don't care what no devil thinks about me this morning, amen. I remember one time I said, I told somebody, I lived without you this long before I knew you. I'm sure I can go on living without you afterwards. That's true. It's like these people don't think the church will go on if they leave. You big dummy. The church survived before you and it will survive after you. Amen. Oh, let me tell you, but the empowerment, the impact that Peter and the disciples were making were enough to upset the Sanhedrin. In other words, it upset the devil what they were doing. They were preaching. People were being saved. The people were being healed. Oh, it didn't set good to organized religion. It didn't set good to those devils. It didn't set good to hell. But let me tell you, they were causing a ruckus. They were causing a riot in the spiritual realm. Let me tell you, they was upsetting some tables. They were upturning the devil's tables this morning. Did you hear me this morning? That's what I'm talking about. Making an impact. That's what I'm talking about, making an impact. My Lord, can I tell you, when you're just sitting around being idle, let me tell you, you ain't going to make no impact. A church that is stuck on the pew ain't going to make no impact. Did you hear me? Oh, a church without empowerment ain't going to make no impact. How can they, one, be empowerment, but never realize the power, never use the power? Think about it. The problem in today's churches, complacency has filled. Amen? Complacency has gone. Let me tell you, there's a river that's going to flow around here. It ain't for the complacent. Not everybody's going to take to the river. Not everybody takes to the moving of God. But if you follow the river, you're going to go where God wants you to go. You see, I realize that in this day that we're living, many are more concerned about getting to the buffet line and making an impact there than they are for the kingdom of God. Think about it like this. Well, preacher, we got to get out of here. There's a buffet there. We want to be the first ones there, because you want to be the first one to make an impact at the buffet. Looking around, I'll talk to myself. I'm pretty guilty of making an impact at a buffet sometimes. We're more worried about making an impact to get home before the Cowboys play. Right? See, I got you agree to it. Or your favorite pigskin team flying down the road than we are about making an impact for the kingdom of God. Now, I like a good Sunday doubt better than anybody. We're more worried, and by the time I'm preaching, I need one to get recharged for this evening. But we're more worried about getting to the couch or the bed this afternoon than we are making an impact for the kingdom of God. Amen? My Lord, people are more worried about this and that than they are about making an impact. I got to question some people's empowerment. Hello? Because when I read the book of Acts, I see empowerment that makes an impact. Let me tell you, if you got empowerment, you ain't making an impact, something's wrong. If your empowerment is causing people to turn away from Christ, it ain't the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. Hello, did I just say that? If your empowerment is to cause trouble, dissension, it's not the empowerment of God. Hello? If your empowerment is just to feed your ego, to feed your flesh, to think you're something, it's not the empowerment of God. You may have some empowerment, but it's not the empowerment of God. Amen? Amen, people. The people like the power, but it's the wrong kind of power. My Lord, I've seen people that claim to be of God that wouldn't know more of God than Adolf Hitler was a Pentecostal preacher. How do you know this? Because I can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. Amen? But empowerment for the gospel's sake, it will cause a ruckus in the spiritual realm. It will cause a ruckus and upset some devils along the way. My Lord, that's what I'm talking about today. The church needs the empowerment to impact like this. Quit worrying about who we offend. Quit worrying about who gets mad and walks out the door. Let them walk out the door. I don't care. Hey, man, I didn't come here to please man. I come here to please God. Oh, my Lord. Let me tell you, the trouble today is the church has become complacent. Amen. I told you last Sunday morning, this church, and I'm telling you again this morning. I'm telling you, I don't see the same things that I saw here 5 years ago. I don't see the hunger and the zeal and enthusiasm when I came here 5 years ago. I don't know what's happened. Maybe it's because you're excited about this preacher. If you're excited about me, you got another thing coming. You better get excited about God. You better get excited about Christ this morning. Let me tell you, I believe some have allowed the fire to go out. Some have not got a fresh empowerment. They might have been connected to heaven. Did you hear me? How many know you lose your connection to heaven, you ain't going to have no power flowing through you? Did you hear me? In this day, there needs to be a recharging. There needs to be a replugging in to the lock socket of heaven today. What are you saying? I'm telling you in this day that people need to begin to hunger and they need to begin the thirst for God again. Hello? People ain't hungry for God no more. Hello? People ain't thirsty for God no more. In this day, we got Facebook Christianity. Slap a post on Facebook, I'm on my way to heaven. 99% of those people that put things like that on there, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with Christian posts, but the most people I see that can't even make it to church. Amen? Amen? Some people got Christianity. They just got it because grandma and grandpa had it. That's not what I'm talking about this morning. Let me tell you, I'm talking about an empowerment. I'm talking about when you're endued with power and all you hunger and thirst for is God. All you hunger and thirst for is the Lord Jesus Christ. When you say early in the morning, well, I'll seek him. I seen a little thing on Facebook, a woman screaming and a little cat. The woman said, I can do all things through Christ. And the cat replied, you can't even make it to church when it rains. I like that. That's true, one. Oh, we want revival, but you can't pray. See, I'm telling you, there ain't no impact. There ain't no empowerment because people ain't hungry. They're not thirsty. Amen? They're not thirsty for what God's going to do. I know some are sick and some may be traveling, some may other things, but I'm going to tell you in general, there's a reason that many ain't here this morning. Is because they're not hungry for God. They're more hungry for the bed than they are God. Amen? They're more hungry for the bed than they are God. They're more thirsty for the sheets than they are God. My Lord, have mercy on us. We want to know why there ain't no empowerment flowing. It ain't because God's changed. It's because our connection's not where it needs to be. We're not plugged in to heaven today like we once was. There must be a hunger and a thirst that comes back before God. My Lord, today, we got to desire more of God. We got to desire more than just a little bit. Hey, man, I don't need a little bit. I need a life-changing experience of God. Hey, man, I don't need just a tad. I need a lot. Hey, man. See, we need that fresh refilling or that refilling of the Holy Ghost this morning. I don't care if you talked in tongues one time in your life. If you ain't talked in tongues no more since, in weeks, months, then you didn't have the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen? I'll tell you this, I speak and pray in tongues every day. Amen? I pray in tongues every day, that heavenly language. Some are needing to feel it. Let me tell you, and I believe in 2020, God's going to fill some people with the Holy Ghost. I believe in 2020, I'm jumping ahead, I'm going to preach on it the first Sunday. I believe there's going to be some things that's going to change around here. Amen, and I'm not talking about the pastoral change. If you're thinking that's what I'm talking about, God ain't showed me that. But I can tell you there's going to be some people that ain't going to like the river. There's going to be some people don't want to flow. There's going to be a pruning, if you will. But God said, I'm going to bring those that are hungry for me. I'm going to bring those that desire me. I'm going to bring those in that want me and want more of me. And he says, I'm going to do a new thing around here in the coming year. My Lord, today, let me tell you, if the Houston Town Church is going to impact this community and it don't ride upon this preacher, and if it's going to impact all the world, the local body must be empowered in order to make the impact. Let me tell you, this community don't need dry, dead up religion. I'm just going to say this. I'm fine dead, dried up religion just about on every block. I'm not going to talk about everyone, but I can probably go in some churches. I don't care what name they got on them. And I can feel like I'm in a meat house more than I'm in a house of God. I can feel like I'm in a funeral home more than I'm in the church of the living God. Amen? Something's wrong right there. Let me tell you, it don't need that. What it needs is a Pentecostal church that will make an impact. Amen? You see, impact is what happens when the church is empowered. Because there's an inflow, there's going to be an outflow. If all you got is an inflow, what good is it doing? Uh-oh. Did I just say that? If all you got is an inflow, what good is it doing in ministry to the body of Christ? How is that a continuation of the ministry of the body of Christ? No, an inflow is meant to have an outflow along the way. You look around at things that have inflows and outflow. Means water goes in and there's a place for water to go out. I'm telling you this morning, God is looking. God is wanting to inflow a place where he can inflow. But he's also looking for a place for an outflow. Empowerment to impact. Let me tell you, people are not going to like what God's going to do. People ain't going to be able to get the vision. Did you hear me? Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised what God does. Nothing, I'm telling you, this has already been confirmed to be somebody I ain't even talked to. Sister Bonnie Claudius, I can't mouse her last name for nothing. She'll be preaching here on the 8th. She'd come that Thursday morning. Going to tell you everything, but she'd give you a lot what I've already knew. The Lord told me, confirmed it. The Bible says, let everything be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let me tell you, I wasn't even looking for her to come. She said, the Lord told her to come. They told me everything. I said, I knew all that. It was just a confirmation of what God's going to do. I said, I'm not going to worry about it because God's already promised an inflow of new people. God's already promised. I'm telling you, I believe this church is going to be impacted. Amen? You're going to see your greatest days ahead of you. Amen? I'll tell you, like I told Robbinsville, you're going to see your greatest days ahead of you. And don't take this wrong or don't take this out of proportion. Whether I see it or whether I don't, your greatest days are ahead of you. Here. Impact. But let me tell you, you've got to be empowered. Let me listen what happens when people get empowered. In Acts chapter 8, verses 5 through 8, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. And many were taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in the city. Let me tell you, Philip was full of empowerment. And when he began to preach, the empowerment, the power that was in him, it began to outflow through him. It began to have an impact on those that are around. Let me tell you today, that impact made a difference in that city. How did they make that impact? Oh, it was simply because they had been empowered. They were full of power, and the power had to flow out of them. My Lord, inflow, outflow. My God, help us. Why ain't demons being driven out? No empowerment. There's gonna come out. Why ain't? Let me tell you, I don't want to make this place comfortable for nobody. What I'm talking about is in the spiritual realm. Now, I'm going to make you feel welcomed. But if you ain't living right, you're going to need to squirm. Things ain't right, you're going to begin to wiggle. Because there's something needs to get done for joy to come. Let me tell you, this day that we're living, people are dubbing into the occult. People are digging into witchcraft. October the 31st is not the only day people dig in witchcraft. Charms and spells and garbage people are getting into. I got news for you. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. There's a lack of respect for an authority. We bind that evil spirit. People, let me tell you what something. I wasn't going here, but I'm going to tell you this because I feel the Holy Ghost. People will take these pills to get themselves out of it. It's nothing more than the spirit of witchcraft. Anything that alters your mind, drugs or alcohol, that puts you in another state, is nothing more than sorcery, according to the Bible. It's a twofold meaning. It means witchcraft like we know it, spells, charms, but it also means mind-altering drugs. That's what it talks about in Revelation. Those spirits are there. Unclean spirits. The only thing that can eradicate that is the empowerment of the Holy Ghost speaking the Word of God. Amen? That's what I'm talking about, making an impact in this last day. Let me tell you, church, you can have the best speaker in the world, and I don't claim to be the best speaker in the world. Some of you may not understand my southern dialect. We talk a little different down south, but down south you talk a little different than we do. That's how it is. How many know that? I was telling Marcy, she said, sometimes I have trouble hearing, understanding that southern dialect. I said, well, here's something to think about. I'm American by birth and southern by the grace of God. I had to pick on you on that. I told her that I'm southern by the grace of God. But listen, I will say this. The North has the advantage when it comes to winters. The more snow, the better. We're waiting anyway. Impact. Now, let's get back on subject. Impact. You can have the greatest speaker in the world, but if there ain't no fire, it ain't going to cause no impact. I'm not seeking to do it with the persuasion of human wisdom, but I need to do it by the Spirit of God. Amen. Impact. Let me tell you, I don't care how good somebody can sing. If there ain't no anointing there, they ain't going to have no impact. There's people that can't even carry a tune, but they got an anointing there, and that's all that really matters. Amen? Let me tell you, the church ain't going to make an impact on the number. A lot of people think it's about the number. Well, if it's about the number, what do you consider Noah, a failure? Him and his household were the only ones that were serving. Found grace in the eyes of God. And got on the ark, and it was 8. You think it's about the number? How many were following Jesus when he was going to the cross? Then most of the disciples had scattered abroad. Think about it. Most of them had scattered abroad as his ministry was coming to an end on this earth, and that's taking him to the cross. If it was about the numbers, it'd be a world of mess. But it's not about the numbers. It's about the power of God. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Let me tell you, what's going to make an impact is empowerment. Listen, here's what's going to happen. If the church don't get empowered, I believe we can find an incident in Acts 19, beginning in verse 13. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches." And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Let me tell you what it tells me, like this. When there ain't no power, the devil's going to do his rampage. When there ain't no empowerment, the devil's going to run rampant. These unclean spirits, look at this son of Sceva, said, "Who in the world are you?" They knew Jesus. They knew Paul. But they said, "Who in the world are you?" Why? Because that son of Sceva didn't have no empowerment. Paul was empowered to cause an impact. Paul was empowered to cause an impact. Somebody get Sister Marcy. Paul was empowered to cause an impact. My Lord, he was full of fire. He was full of the Holy Ghost. Did you hear me? Listen, these demons wouldn't be controlled by man, and neither can they be controlled by man's methods. I'll tell you, I know not everyone, not everything is caused by a demon, but it's a lot more. There's a lot more cases than people realize. Did you hear me? I don't go looking for a demon under every rock. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Some people just need to get a life on something like that. It's not a demon on every rock. Example, the devil caused me to get in debt. Did the devil make you take your credit cards out? A demon caused me to get in debt. No, the reason is you done it because you wanted to, and you don't know how to handle money. Hello? Don't blame somebody else. That wasn't a demon. That was, go look in the mirror. That was you. And there's other cases. Sometimes it ain't devils causing us to get sick. I dare say that. While all sickness is a result of the fall, not all sickness is a result of something Satan throwed at us. It is a result because these bodies are falling away. Hello? It's a fallen body. But yet they are cases. There are many cases where people are bound by unclean spirits. I won't deny that. There's a lot that we try to write off as something else when it ain't nothing more than the devil. Let me tell you, man's medicines ain't going to set them free. Man's methods ain't going to work. What's going to work is a church empowered. A church empowered. A church empowered. Let me tell you this morning, every church needs a good Pentecostal, every community needs a good Pentecostal church. Every area needs a good Pentecostal church. Why? Because there's a lot of dead ones, but we need some lively ones. We need some lively ones. We need some lively ones. Even so-called Pentecostals are no more Pentecostal in name only. They ain't had a moving of the Spirit in years. It would scare some if that the Spirit would move. Some would even recognize the Spirit of God. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Jesus wants the church to be empowered. Jesus wants the church to be empowered. Did you hear me? I said Jesus wants the church to be empowered. Why? It can be the continuation of Jesus' earthly ministry. An empowered church is a continuation of the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. In Acts 10 and 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Empowered! Jesus made an impact. And Jesus sent the Holy Ghost to empower the church to make an impact. In other words, what he was saying, I want you to be a continuation of my ministry. I'm ascended, but you're going to continue what I started. But I'm going to empower you. I'm going to empower you. I'm going to empower you today. I'm telling you, God wants people empowered. You can stand in here this morning, in this last day that we're living. I asked the Houston Telling Church of God this question. What kind of impact am I making? Does the devil and the henchmen know who I am? Or does he say, who in the world are you? Ask yourself, what kind of impact am I making? If you're not making the impact that God wants you to make, these altars are open. Some people need to have an infilling. Some people need to have an infilling. Some people need to have an infilling. Some people need to have an infilling where they can have an outflow. Who would say, I need to be infilled where I can have an outflow? Is there one in here? Says, infill me. Infill me where I can have an outflow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Infill us. Infill for an outflow. Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.